صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The path is being associated with them. And the question that we want to ask is that why is it associated with them? If we look in the Quran, in other places, in other verses, we see وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is the straight path of your Lord. And so the path is being associated with the Lord, with Allah. In another verse we see صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The path of Allah is being associated with Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heaven and whatever is in the earth. Now, this association, there is no doubt about it, because it's a real association. The path begins with Allah and it ends with Allah. He is the beginning and He is the goal. And so you can see that there is a real association between Allah and the path. But in other verses, we see that now the path is not being associated with Allah, it's being associated with groups of people. Like the verse we have, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those whom you have favored. Or Ashabus Sirat al-Sawi, the people of the straight path. And so what we want to ask is, why is this association being made? There needs to be a real association between them and the path, and not just the fact that they are traversing the path and so the path becomes theirs. There has to be something more concrete behind there. Now, the first thing that we can say is that it is not a physical or a material association, like the way we would assume in a path that is in this world. When we see that somebody is traveling on the path in this world, yes, there is a material path and they're traveling with it, and that's why we may associate with it. However, the sirat here is not a physical path. So then we need to find a different answer. And there are two explanations that are being given by Ayatollah Jawadi Amali with regards to this. The first one is to do with the fact that when we talked about the sirat, we said it is this deen. It is this deenan qiyaman millata Ibrahima hanifa. Okay? Say, indeed, my Lord has guided me to a straight path, the established religion, the creed of Ibrahim, the upright. What is this religion? This religion consists, like we said, of those three A's, the aqa'id, the akhlaq, and the ahkam. What is the aqa'id? The aqa'id is like the roots of the tree. They are the foundations, they are the beliefs upon which all the rest of the religion is built. If the foundation is firm, then the rest of the tree is also going to grow strongly. Then we have what would be the large branches or the trunk of that tree. And this is what would be the akhlaq. This is the knowledge and the etiquette that we have to manifest Allah's qualities internally and sometimes externally. Then we have the ahkam, which would be the twigs or the smaller branches. And these are in the form of the righteous deeds that manifest the actions of Allah and the boundaries that are there to keep us on the path. Now, think about it carefully. If these beliefs, these etiquettes, and these actions are the path that we are supposed to be traveling, where are these located? The aqa'id is not out there. The akhlaq is not out there. The ahkam is not out there. These are being internalized within me. The religion, true, there are principles and instructions out there, but the actualization of the religion is within me. It is inside me. And so what we are seeing is that these are the path that now become part of the traveler. As the person is traversing through the path and he is complying with the religion and increasing and enhancing his aqa'id, his akhlaq, and his ahkam, these are now becoming part of him, the one who is traversing this path, and therefore there becomes this essential relationship between the two. It's not something separate to the traveler anymore, rather it is within the traveler. In other words, traveling the path means to inculcate the path within me and to internalize it so that I become an embodiment of this path. The path is not an external path, it is an inward journey that I am doing. And the more I internalize it, the more I become the path. And that is why the path is being associated with this traveler. And so the beliefs he gains are no longer separate to him, but they are part of him. The morals are not like additions to his existence, but they're essential to his existence. The actions he performs are manifestations of his actual realities. When we consider this, then we see why the Ahlul Bayt say to us, نَحْنُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. We are the straight path. Why are they the straight path? Because they are the ultimate ones who have perfected the religion within themselves. And that religion is nothing but the path of Allah. And so when they say, نَحْنُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, we are the straight path, it is because they have perfected that religion and they are obeying Allah in the most perfect ways, complying with the Sharia and more, such that they now are saying, we are the Sirat. This also explains to us why we have the famous Hadith al-Thaqalain from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he says, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ, I am leaving behind for you the two weighty things. مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا لَن تَظِلُّوا. If you hold on to both of them, you will never go astray. What are they? كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلَ بَيْتِ, the book of Allah and my progeny, my Ahlul Bayt. وَإِنَّهُمَا لَن يَفْتَرِقَا حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ, verily they will never part from each other until they reach me at the pool. This never parting from each other, is it something that Rasulullah has just ordained, or Allah is just happening to, you know, ensure in this world? No. The reality is that Kitabullah is a manifestation of the religion. It is the book of guidance as far as the religion is concerned. The Ahlul Bayt are also manifestations of the most perfected form of religion embodied within their existence. And so it is impossible for them to part from each other, because they are actually at one with each other. They are both manifestations of that one religion of Islam in two different forms. And that is why they cannot part from each other. One is known as Quranun Samet, which is the silent Quran, which is in the book form. One is known as Quranun Natiq, which is the spoken Quran or the speaking Quran in the form of the Ahlul Bayt. We see this being manifested on the day of Khandaq or Ahzab, that famous statement that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi makes when Imam Ali alayhi salam is facing his opponent Amr bin Abdawid. He makes this statement and says, the whole of faith is against the whole of disbelief. Now this wasn't just poetry coming out from the mouth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It wasn't just an allegorical statement or some exaggeration that he was trying to do in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was speaking a reality. And that reality was because Imam Ali alayhi salam manifested that religion entirely. He was the Siratul Mustaqim. He was the religion of Allah being manifested. The whole of Iman was within him. And so it wasn't just something that was being uttered without any reality behind it.